Imogen Brennan is here. What's making news around the world this morning?
Good morning, Hamish. Starting with North Korea today, because the plan for the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump has hit a snag. Now, if there's one thing North Korea has been consistent with over the last few years, it's how much they hate it when South Korea and the US conduct joint military drills near the Korean Peninsula. Last year, as the tensions were rising between the US and North Korea, the most serious threats Kim Jong-un made often coincided with these joint drills. The US didn't back down, though. They held military drills in September.
A fiery response from South Korea on Monday. Drills with jet fighters and ballistic missiles after North Korea's massive nuclear bomb test over the weekend.
They held them in October.
Fox News alerts the U.S. and South Korea sending out more than three dozen warships overnight off the coast of North Korea to prepare for a potential missile launch from the rogue nation.
They held them in November.
North Korea is accusing the U.S. of taking up a strike posture around the Korean Peninsula. For the first time in a decade, three American aircraft carriers and their escort ships teamed up for drills in the Western Pacific.
And they held them in December.
Warplanes have roared into the sky for military drills. North Korea has slammed the drills, saying U.S. President Donald Trump is begging for nuclear war.
Now, a lot has changed since then. Meetings are being held between North and South Korea, and a summit is set for the 12th of June between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. But this morning, as South Korea and the US conduct more military drills, dubbed the Max Thunder drills, North Korea has pulled out of today's planned meeting with South Korea and threatened to pull out of the meeting with Donald Trump if the drills aren't stopped. The North Korean state news agency KCNA says the Max Thunder drills are a rehearsal for invasion of the North and a provocation amid warming inter-Korean ties. They say the exercise is a challenge to the agreement Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in reached in the DMZ a few weeks ago. They call the drills a provocative military ruckus. Retired four-star General Jack Keane, who was a strong contender to be US Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump, has responded on Fox News.
It's the first negative aspect of Kim Jong-un's efforts going all the way back to participating in the South Korean Olympics, because one thing after another has all been positive, moving towards a fundamental shift in strategic policy and heading towards denuclearization. Likely, this is what I said it is. They're negotiating over leverage and things they want to have on the table. I do believe behind the scenes, Dana, right now, our diplomats are getting some insight into where North Korea is really heading.
Defence strategist Michael O'Hanlon from the Brookings Institution has also weighed in on Fox News.
What we're starting to see here is maybe a little bit of buyer's remorse. The North Koreans aren't quite comfortable with all this detente, especially when it all hinges on them giving up their nuclear weapons in their entirety really fast. So I see this as a ploy in a negotiation process. I don't believe they want the summit really to be canceled, at least not yet, but they're trying to say we're not going to be quite so easy as it first seemed. And they've known about this upcoming exercise forever, as you pointed out, Shepherd, and they'd even said they didn't care.
Now, this will be a big test of Donald Trump's negotiating power. I think it's fair to say that previous presidents would say no deal to this and continue holding military drills as they see fit. But given the fact the meeting is happening at all is unprecedented, we'll have to keep an eye on how Donald Trump plays this, because that meeting is set for 4 weeks on Thursday. And just finally, Hamish, staying in the US, Tom Wolfe, author of The Right Stuff and The Bonfire of the Vanities, has died aged 88. In 1980, he told the BBC about wanting to be a novelist.
I want to write a novel about New York, the city I've lived in for almost 20 years now. People will look back to this period in New York as a period whose Baroque excesses you can't help but wonder at. Now, I hope my performance in writing such a book will transcend any particular personal passions.
And I think many people would agree, Hamish, that The Bonfire of the Vanities, he did a good job on that book. He died of an unspecified infection in a New York City hospital. Sad news this morning.
What a voice as well.
Amazing voice.
Thank you very much indeed, Imogen Brennan.